Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Stephen Mintz back on the show. Steve is the retired professor emeritus from Cal Poly State University in San Luis Obispo out in on the West Coast there. He writes a workplace ethics advice blog. He's the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior, and he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Stephen, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I got a question for you. How could you be a retired professor emeritus? I mean, isn't that what professor emeritus means?
Well, yes and no. You do have to be retired to get the emeritus status.
Okay.
But the emeritus status is not automatic.
Oh, I see. Yes. No, I know. I realize that. I'm just teasing you a little bit. Hey, Stephen, ethical behavior is something that humans require, because at the foundation of ethics is trust, and it's what we're all seeking. It is the Holy Grail. And humans don't just seek trust, we require trust. And the reason why we have to talk about ethics is because the world around us, life and business, are not black and white. It's gray. And in order to there's no trouble navigating black and white. It either is or it isn't. It's binary. But you and I both know our lives and our work is not binary. There are multiple choices.
Right.
We have free will. Therefore, we must have not only ethics, we have to have ethical bearing. We have to have ethical conversations. We have to have, talk about this. We have to agree on things. We have to accept certain things. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think the first step is an ethical awareness. If you're not aware of the fact that you have an ethical issue, you really can't deal with it. So there are different ways of saying how to be aware of an ethical issue. I just like to say to my students, whenever your actions affect another person, you have an ethical issue. And you need to be aware of how your actions will affect them and take those considerations into your mind when you make a final decision. So without the awareness, there can be no ethical decision-making, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you're not aware of it, you're going to make a bunch of ethical mistakes, aren't you?
Yes, yes. You don't know the parameters of your decision. Some people, for example, have ethical blind spots. These are sort of the gaps between what they think they will do and what they actually will do when the rubber hits the road, because we have all these intervening factors. So a person might even be aware of the ethical issues and think they know what the best thing to do is, but pressures are imposed on them. They're afraid what will happen if they speak up, and they may not actually do it. So that's the cause of the gap,
mm-hmm.
the blind spot.
Mm-hmm. And everyone has a different response to that kind of input, don't we? We all have different levels of tolerance. We all have different responses to an ethical stimulation, right?
Right, and some of that will be based on how sensitive people are to the ethical issues, but some just come from our early childhood learning. How attuned are we to the ethical issues? What moral values were taught
mm-hmm.
to us along the way, because those who are better attuned to the ethical issues know about trust, as you said. They know about kindness, compassion, treating others fairly, taking responsibility for one's own actions. And once that's ingrained in your mind as a young person or through school, you're much better equipped and you're much more attuned to the ethical issues than somebody who really has had little or no training on the on ethics.
And a number of professional organizations, for attorneys, for example, have very specific ethical guidelines. And I think in some ways that hurts them, Stephen, because in the marketplace, we don't have one of those books. And we have to operate under what I love Albert Camus, Nobel laureate Albert Camus, is supposed to have said, integrity has no need of rules. And if you're an ethical person, you may decide something differently than I would decide it, but it's your own level of integrity that you have to seek. And I actually think that's better than having a book that somebody can fall back on, like we hear politicians do a lot of times. When we come back, I'm going to get Dr. Stephen Mintz to talk to us about his thoughts on what's social media doing to us these days. You know, how do we create a more tolerant place? After the break, 20 tips, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.